Hello. In today's episode of Swala Nyeti, we revisit a sensitive topic in family law that was discussed by our layman Rachel Patrick and our lawyer, Harry Karanja. Today, we seek to answer the question, can I force an abusive ex-husband to pay child support?
Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Rachel Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
I like that with a capital L. How are you, Akim?
I'm doing well, Gashao. So what are our listeners with a capital L asking us to answer today?
We have a question from Catherine, and she says, I have lived with the most abusive husband ever. From our wedding night, he started beating me. And he has not stopped ever since. Even when I was pregnant with both our children, he would beat me. It made me depressed, and I turned to alcohol and smoking marijuana to get through the days of hell. I was afraid of leaving him because I didn't have a job or education, and he threatened that if I left him, he would cut off support of me and my children, and we would all become chokoras. My children are 17 and 20 years old, but we live at home. The 20-year-old has a medical condition that requires full-time care and a nurse. But last month, my husband almost beat me to death, and I couldn't stomach it anymore. So I packed our bags with the children and left. But now I am really worried. How will I pay for my children? Can I force him to pay child support?
Okay, so if I understand correctly, Catherine has been in a long marriage with an abusive husband, and she has two children, one 17 and one 20 years old. After this long period of abuse, she's finally made up her mind to leave the marriage, and she's worried if she can still get the husband to pay for child support.
Correct, and I respect Catherine for making such a bold decision. This is a very sad case, and unfortunately, it's been happening in our society. And I think this husband should pay for child support.
Okay, so a couple of things jump out to me straight away. Of course, the first one is the age of these children. One is 17 and one is 20. And remember, when we speak about children under the law, we're talking about people who are under 18 years of age. And the general rule is that custody and maintenance orders apply to children who are under 18 years of age only.
I didn't know that first, but most importantly, there's a child here who requires specialized care, which it seems to us that it's Catherine who provides that specialized care. What about you? Are you telling me that because he's over 18, the husband can decide not to take care of him?
Well, you're right. There are exceptions to this general rule. And one of them is that if there is someone who has an illness or disability that requires them to pay for medical care beyond their 18th birthday, then they could be subject to a maintenance order.
Ah, perfect. One requires maintenance because they are under care. The other one is under 17. That one qualifies. So all that Catherine needs to do is write a bill to the husband.
Okay, that's not all she needs to do. Maintenance, just like custody, is governed by a principle of joint responsibility. So when it comes to the financial responsibility, both parents are supposed to be able to contribute towards the financial needs of the children.
Okay, but What if both cannot afford or not earn, have an income, what then?
Yeah, well, the court will consider the income and the earning capacity of both parents. And of course, this is usually proved in court.
Since Catherine has said she has no means of earning money, and this man, husband of hers, is abusive, I think he'll just write her an annual check or something.
The way that these payments are done are twofold. It could be a periodic payment, and by periodic, annual is a periodic period, although more commonly monthly, or it could be a lump sum payment, one huge payment for the calculation of all the money that she will need.
So for this huge payment, the money will just be sent directly to Catherine.
That is rarely the case. If the courts agree to give a lump sum payment, usually what will happen is that a trust will be established. And there will be trustees who will ensure that this money is given as and when needed for the children.
And the money now, when you say to the children when it's needed, who is it sent to? Is it sent to Catherine?
The money will go to the trust fund. And remember, Gashao, you mentioned that Catherine has a history of alcohol and substance abuse. It wouldn't really be financially prudent to send all this money to her anyway.
Hey, Wakili, now are you saying that now you won't even give children anything because their parent, their mother, has an issue with drugs or alcohol and marijuana?
No, that's not what I said. And remember, this money is not for Catherine. This money is for the children. If the courts feel that the mother cannot be a good custodian or a good trustee of these funds, there are many other ways in which this money can go to the children. For example, the father can pay school fees directly for the child. He can pay for medical needs directly to the hospital, and even housing needs directly to the landlord.
Housing?
Yes. These children also require housing. It is a need of theirs, and it can be part of the maintenance orders. Of course, housing, just like maintenance, will apply to the children until they're 18 years of age.
I have two questions, Wakili. You said housing applies till the age of 18, so what will happen when the boy turns 18? And second, what about the 20-year-old who requires specialized care?
The first question about 17-year-old turning 18. The general rule is that the maintenance order will lapse on his 18th birthday. However, it is possible for Catherine to apply to court for that order to be extended beyond his 18th birthday. The second question about the child who is over 20 years, the same thing applies. She can also make an application to court to be exempted from the general rule. And that will allow her to continue receiving housing for this child who needs it.
So, Wakili, what I understand is that Catherine can actually enforce this payment of child support.
Yes and no. Like I said, financial provision is a joint responsibility. And if Catherine can show that she is unable to earn an income at this moment and that the husband is able to pay for child support, then yes, she can get this maintenance order. However, this is a joint responsibility. And if in future Catherine's income or earning capacity changes, then she could also be asked to contribute towards this child support.
Thank you very much, Wakili. Catherine, this is what I understand. You can force him to pay child support, but remember, it is a joint responsibility.
Thank you everyone for listening in to this episode of Swala Nyeti. Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.